Hello?
Hello, good afternoon, sir.
Yes?
Sir, I'm calling from Pan Arab.
Yeah, tell me.
It's a market research company based in the Middle East, and currently we are conducting a study about the area and the country where you live in. So I would be thankful to you if you can spare some time to participate in our study, sir.
Yeah, sure.
Have I reached you on a landline phone or on a cell phone?
Cell phone.
Am I speaking to the person who's 15 years or older?
Yes.
Okay. Including yourself, how many people are residents of Kuwait age 15 or older currently living in this household, sir?
Currently, no one.
You are
Just
staying
me.
as a bachelor?
Yep. My
Okay.
family is in India.
I see. And sir, where do you live? Your governorate, Kuwait City, Hawali Ahmadi, Farwaniya Jahra, Mubarakul Kabir?
Farwaniya.
Farwaniya governorate. Okay. Sir, can you please imagine a ladder with the steps numbered from 0 at the bottom to 10 at the top? Suppose we say that the top of the ladder represents the best possible life for you and the bottom of the ladder represents the worst possible life for you. So on which step of the ladder would you say you personally feel you stand at this time, assuming that the higher the step, the better you feel about your life, and the lower the step, the worse you feel about it. So which step comes closest to the way you feel?
Four.
Four, okay. Just your best guess, on which step do you think you will stand in the future, say about 5 years from now?
Seven.
Seven, okay. Are you satisfied or dissatisfied with your standard of living, all the things you can buy and do?
Not satisfied.
Okay. Right now, do you feel
But I am, satisfied means that, that doesn't mean that I'm not grateful. I'm grateful for what I have, but I prefer that I could have got a better life. I prefer a better life.
Okay. Right now, do you feel your standard of living is getting better or getting worse?
Right now it's getting worse.
Getting worse, okay. Does your home have a television, sir?
Yes.
Okay, access to the internet?
Yes.
Okay, have there been times in the past 12 months when you did not have enough money to buy food that you or your family needed?
Never.
To provide adequate shelter or housing for you and your family?
Never. That's sufficient. I have.
Okay. Thinking about your work situation over the past 7 days, have you been employed by an employer, even minimally like for an hour or more, from whom you receive money or goods?
Come again?
Thinking about your work situation over the past 7 days, have you been employed by an employer? Are you currently working?
Yes.
In the past 7 days also you were working?
Yes.
You were employer. Okay. In a typical week, 7 days, how many hours do you work for an employer? 30 hours per week or more, or 15 to 29 hours per week, or 5 to 14 hours per week, or less than 5 hours per week?
I work for 45 hours a week.
Per week?
Yes.
Okay. Please think about your primary employer, the one where you spend the most time working. On a 5-point scale, where 5 means strongly agree and 1 means strongly disagree, please rate your level of agreement with the following items. Like, you may choose any of the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4 or 5. At work, you have the opportunity to do what you do best every day. Are you strongly agree, or you have to rate it from a scale from 5 to 1? 5 is strongly agree, 1 is strongly disagree, but you may choose any numbers from 5 to 1.
4.
4, okay. And there is someone at work who encourages your development?
3.
3, okay. And at work, your opinion seems to count?
3.
3. How would you rate economic conditions in Kuwait today as an excellent, good, only fair or poor?
Poor.
Okay. And right now, do you think the economic conditions in Kuwait as a whole are getting better or getting worse?
Worse.
In Kuwait, do you have confidence in the following or not, sir? Like financial institutions or banks?
Yes.
Okay. Do you currently own a business?
No.
Would you rather have a job working for the government or working for a business?
For the government.
For the government, okay. So this next section is about banks and other formal financial institutions such as microfinance institution. We are trying to understand how people across the world use financial institutions and how available they are to people. So please remember that all information you provide is completely confidential.
Okay.
An account can be used to save money or to make or receive payments or to receive wages or financial help. Do you, either by yourself or together with someone else, currently have an account at any of the following places, like a bank or microfinance institutions or any other type of formal financial institutions, okay?
Yes, bank.
A debit card or ATM card is a card connected to an account at a financial institution that allows you to withdraw money and the money is taken out of that account right away. Do you personally have a debit card or ATM card, sir?
Yes.
Is this debit card or ATM card connected to an account with your name on it?
Yes.
Have you personally used your debit card or ATM card to directly make your purchases in the past 12 months?
Yes.
Okay. A credit card is a card that allows you to borrow money in order to make payments or buy things, and you can pay the balance off later. So, do you personally have a credit card, sir?
No.
Nope. Okay. Aside from debit card or ATM card or credit card, do you have any other plastic cards that you can use to make payments or purchases at a variety of places?
I have a prepaid credit card. That means that you can... Normally, if you have a debit card, using a debit card, you cannot make international purchases. If I cannot go to a website and make international purchase. So in Kuwait, there is something called a prepaid credit card. They give you a credit card, but that credit card doesn't... you can spend how much money you put in the card.
So it's not a credit card.
Look, if you have a normal debit card, you cannot go to, for example, a website and make a purchase because... It is your card can be accessed only inside the country that you are. But my card, this prepaid card, it's an international card. I can even purchase the Mercedes Benz if I have that much money with me. So I'm not taking an overdraft from the bank. I'm spending my money. It's a debit card itself. Like, you can spend only what you have.
Okay, but aside from debit card or ATM card or a credit card, do you have any other plastic cards that you can make? That you can use to make payments or purchases at a variety of places, but that cards cannot be used at a specific, like stores, restaurants, or gas stations, should not be included.
No, I don't have any other cards.
Which you said the credit card, it's not a credit card, I think.
No, it's not. Look, when you have a credit card, now for example, if I am earning in India, if I'm earning 1 lakh per month, I go to a bank, I say that I want a credit card, they will say that, okay. So here's your credit card, and every month you can make up to 5 lakhs. So 5 lakhs is not my money. I take the bank's money and spend it. Then I pay the interest for that. But here in Kuwait, you have an option that they give you a card, but this card has nothing inside it. You put money inside the card. Have you ever about this Sodexo Pass where you used to?
But it doesn't allow us to borrow money, right?
Borrow money, no.
Yeah, so it is not a credit. We'll not consider. Right.
Yeah, you can say that. You can spend only what you have. You cannot, no overdraft. Spend what you have. That's it.
So, you can use to make payments or purchases at a variety of places or no?
Yes, if there is money, if I put money inside that, I can use it anywhere I want. I can take that to the United States and make any purchase I want.
So, the card name, what is it?
Prepaid credit card.
Prepaid credit card. Okay.
Every bank in Kuwait gives it. You should pay... A small amount every year, an annual fee for that, and you can do it.
Okay, now thinking about all the personal accounts you have at financial institutions, either by yourself or together with someone else, in the past 12 months, has money been deposited in your personal accounts? This includes cash or electronic deposits, or any time money is put into your accounts by yourself or an employer or another person or institution?
Yes.
Okay, in a typical month, about how many times is money deposited in your personal accounts? 1 or 2 times per month, or 3 or more times per month, or in a typical month, money has not been deposited?
One or two times
per month. In the past 12 months, has money been taken out of your personal accounts? This includes cash withdrawals in person or using your debit card or ATM card, in like electronic payments or purchases, checks, or any other time money is removed. In a typical month, about how many times the money taken out of your personal accounts? 1 or 2 times per month, 3 or more times per month, or in a typical month, money was not taken out from your account?
Two to three times.
In the past 12 months, have you ever made a transaction with money from your account at a bank or another type of formal financial institution using a mobile phone, sir? This can include using a mobile phone to make payments, buying things, or to send or receive money?
Yes.
Okay. In the past 12 months, have you used a mobile phone to pay bills or to send or receive money?
No.
Okay. In the past 12 months, have you personally made payments on bills or bought things online using the internet, sir?
Yes.
Okay. In the past 12 months, have you personally saved or set aside any money for any of the following reasons, like how about to start or operate or grow a business or a farm?
No.
No. Okay. For old age?
Yes.
Okay. And for education or school fees?
Well, not yet. My child is too young for that.
Okay.
She's just a year old.
And using an account at a bank or other type of formal financial? In the
no.
past 12 months, have you personally saved or set aside any money by using an account at a bank or another type of formal financial institution?
Yes.
Okay. And do you, by yourself or together with someone else, currently have a loan you took out from a bank or another type of formal financial institution to purchase a home or apartment or a land? In Kuwait?
Yes.
In Kuwait?
Yes.
You took a loan?
Yes.
From a bank or any other type of formal financial institution?
Bank.
But I think over here in Kuwait we cannot apply
that
for a loan, right?
Who said? You can apply
no,
for a loan.
No, that was a personal loan, I think, not for a land or...
No, not for land.
To apartment or...
I took a personal loan.
Personal, but not for building the home or
no,
apartment,
no, no, no.
Right?
Okay.
In the past 12 months, have you, by yourself or together with someone else, borrowed any money from any of the following sources? Have you borrowed from a bank or a microfinance institution or any another type of formal financial institution? This does not include credit cards.
Yes, I have taken a loan from the bank.
Okay. Have you borrowed from a store by using installment credit or buying on credit?
No.
Okay. Have you borrowed from family, relatives or friends? In the past
yes.
12 months, money?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Have you borrowed from an informal private lender money?
Never.
In the past
Never.
12 months? No. Okay.
Never.
And have you borrowed for education or school fees?
No.
No. Okay. And have you borrowed for health or medical purposes?
No.
Okay. Have you borrowed to start or operate or grow a business or farm?
No.
In the past 12 months? Okay. You or by yourself or together with someone else? No one borrowed, huh? Do you
no.
personally have health or medical insurance coverage, sir? Please include insurance that you have purchased as well as insurance that is provided to you by your government or through an employer or relative.
Yes. Employer.
Yes. Okay. Now, imagine that you have an emergency and you need to pay 600 KD. How possible is it that... just imagine that you have an emergency and you need to pay 600 KD, Kuwaiti dinars. How possible is it that you could come up with 600 KD within the next month? Is it very possible, somewhat possible, not very possible, or not at all possible?
Somewhat possible.
Somewhat possible, okay. What would be the main source of money that you would use to come up with the 600 KD dinar within the next month? Savings, family, relatives or friends, or money from working or...
Money from working and a little bit money I'll lend from some of my family.
So,
sister, my brother-in-law, someone like
that. Sir, but it is required a single answer. Savings, family, relatives or friends, or money from working, or a loan from an employer, or a credit card, or borrowing from a formal financial institution?
Mainly savings.
Savings, okay. In the past 12 months, have you personally made regular payments for electricity, water or trash collection?
Yes.
Okay. And in the past 12 months, have you personally made payments for electricity, water or trash collections in any of the following ways, like you made a payment using cash?
Trash collection, yes.
Okay. And you made a payment direct from an account, like for example, using a debit card or ATM card or a bank transfer or a check?
No.
No.
I paid cash.
Okay. You made a payment through a mobile phone?
No.
Okay. Have you received any money from an employer or boss in the form of salary or wages for doing work in the past 12 months? Please do not consider any money you receive directly from clients or customers.
Yeah, I get my salary every month.
Okay. In the past 12 months, have you been employed by the government, military or public sector?
No.
Okay. In the past 12 months, has an employer or boss paid your salary or wages in any of the following ways, like you received payments directly in cash?
Yes.
In cash, okay. Or you receive payments directly into an account?
Yeah, I receive into an account.
Okay, not cash?
Not cash.
So you receive payments directly into an account at a bank or other type of formal financial institution?
In bank.
Okay. You receive payments to a card?
To a?
Card.
Yeah, bank.
through a bank or you receive payments to a card?
My salary gets credited to the bank account.
Okay. You receive payments through a mobile phone?
No.
No, in the past 12 months, no. After your payment from an employer is transferred into account, do you usually withdraw or transfer all of the money out of the account right away, or do you withdraw or transfer the money over time as you need it?
As I need it.
Over time as needed. Okay.
Yes.
And which of the following statement best describe the account that you used to receive payments from an employer? You had this account before you began receiving payments from an employer, or you had an account before but this account was opened so you could receive payments from an employer, or this was your first account and it was opened so you could receive payments from an employer?
This is my account. I started to get salary.
You had this account before you begin receiving payments from an employer, or
no.
You had account before but this account was open to you could receive payments from an employer, or this was your first account and it was open so you could receive payments?
First account.
Okay. Have you personally received any financial support from the government in the past 12 months? Like, this money could include payments for educational or medical expenses, unemployment benefits,
no.
Subsidy
no.
payments or any kind?
No.
No? Okay. So the next few questions will describe some made-up situations and include some numbers that can be complicated. This is not a test. So please respond that best you can. If you are unsure or don't know how to respond, just say so. Suppose you have some money. Is it safer to put your money into one business or investment, or to put your money into multiple business or investments?
Multiple, I think so.
Multiple, okay. Suppose over the next 10 years, the prices of the things you buy double. If your income also doubles, so will you be able to buy less than you can buy today, the same as you can buy today, or more than you can buy today?
The same.
The same, okay. Suppose you need to borrow 100 KD, 100 Kuwaiti dinars, which is the lower amount to pay back, 105 KD or 100 KD dinar plus 3%?
100 KD.
Okay, repeat. Suppose you need to borrow 100 KD.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the lower amount to pay back? 105 Kuwaiti dinar or 100 Kuwaiti dinar plus
3%? 100, the 3% is less, no?
So, which is the lower amount to pay back? 105 KD or 100 KD plus 3%?
100 KD plus 3%.
Okay. Suppose you put money in the bank for 2 years and the bank agrees to add 15% per year to your account. Will the bank add more money to your account the second year than it did the first year, or will it add the same amount of money both years?
More amount, I think so.
More, huh? Okay. Suppose you had 100 KD in a savings account and the bank adds 10% per year to the account. How much money would you have in the account after 5 years if you did not remove any money from the account? More than 150 KD, exactly 150 KD, or less than 150 KD?
More than 150 KD.
More than 150 KD, okay. Right. So what's your age?
Sorry?
Your age?
32.
32?
Yeah.
Okay, what is the highest level of education you have completed? Intermediate,
secondary,
okay, post-graduation. And more specifically, how many years of formal education have you completed, sir?
Where do you come from? From kindergarten?
No, for after 12, how many years you have done?
5 years.
12, okay. And you are married, you have earlier mentioned. And how many children under 15 years of age are now living in your household?
One.
In Kuwait, there is?
No, not yet.
Not yet,
they're
okay.
Just coming by later this year.
Okay. In the past 12 months, did this household receive help in the form of money or goods from another individual living inside Kuwait, living in another country, both or neither?
Neither.
Okay. In the past 12 months, did this household send help in the form of money or goods to another individual living inside this country, living in another country, both or neither, sir?
Living in another country.
Okay, living in another country. What is the total monthly household income, sir? in Kuwaiti dinars before taxes, approximately.
That's a very small question.
It will be confidential, sir.
Like somewhere near to 450.
Okay, fine. And which one of these phrases come closest to your own feelings about your household's income these days? Living comfortably on present income, getting by on present income, or finding it difficult on present income, or finding it very difficult on present income?
Fine, difficult.
Okay, finding difficult. Were you born in Kuwait or not, sir?
Yes, born.
You were born in this country. Yes. Do you have a landline telephone in your home that you used to make and receive personal calls?
Yes.
Okay. Which country are you a national of?
India.
Okay. So thank you so much for taking the time to answer these questions. But could we have your permission to contact you again to learn a bit more about your thoughts and opinions?
Yes. What is this all about? Why do you ask all these questions?
Sir, it's just a general study to know about your thoughts and opinions.
It's not a trick or a trap, no?
Sorry?
It's not a trick or a trap.
It will be a confidential, sir. It's just a general study. We're just trying to understand how people across the world use the financial institutions and all. So, what telephone number would you prefer we use to recontact you in the future?
The same number.
The same number. Okay. The which I have dialed, this is your personal number, 6675-3362?
Yes.
Sir, we may wish to contact you via email. So, what is your primary email address if you have one?
S-A-V-I-O.
The which you use most oftenly.
Yeah, S-A-V-I-O.
F-A-V-I-O.
No. S as in Sam.
S?
S-A-V-I-O. K-A-D.
K-A-V.
K-A-D, D as in Delta.
Okay, K-A-D.
At
the rate of?
GMX.
GMX.
Yes, GMX.com.
Okay, and sir, what's your good name?
Savio.
S-A-V-I-O.
Yes.
And your landline number, sir?
My landline number? I will not be available on the landline.
Sir, it is just part of the study. It is required.
Okay. 2242?
Mm-hmm.
5100.
Sir, thanks a lot for your cooperation and time, sir. Have a great day. May God bless you. Take care.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Good day.